Okay, we're about to embark upon a new sugya. So as I said before, all three of these sugyas revolve around shiurim in terms of primarily the shiur of Kezias. The last sugya was about when you can chisel away a little bit the shiur of Kezias. Now we move out of the realm of food to the realm of drinks, the realm of beverages. And the question becomes a twofold question. What is the quantitative amount of a mashki, of a drink, that you have to have in order to recite a bracha charona? And number two is, just as we saw in Hilchas Achila, there's some kind of a shir tziruf. We spoke a little bit about the shir tziruf of Dechilas Bras. So what kind of a shir tziruf exists, if any, in the realm of Shtiyas Mashkin? So really two parts of our sugya, and two parts are going to definitely going to relate to one another. So let's start with the very, very beginning. Before we even get to Tosis's observations, no Gemara about this, so this sugya really begins with Tosis. But before we even get to Tosis's intricate discussion about just precisely how much one has to drink in order to recite a bracha charona, do we have any indication in Chazal itself, any mash, any remez in Chazal for even the idea of making a bracha charona drinks in the first place? So the answer is we do. We have a throwback to the Gemara on Daf Memtes, which we spoke so much about in the last sugya, about the Chalta v'Sabata. So let's just backpedal for a second, before we even open up the Tesis, just to backpedal for a second to that Gemara, the Chalta v'Sabata. So what did the Gemara say? We had a machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and how to translate those two words. V'chalt v'sabata. Those are the engines that are driving birchas hamazon. So how do you translate those words? So Rabbi Meir said, v'chalt zu'achila, and v'sabata, what did Rabbi Meir say? Sabata z'shtia. That's it. Ad kan d'vya Gemara. Sabata z'shtia. We're going to focus on Rabbi Meir more than Rabbi Yehuda because we pass like Rabbi Meir. Yehuda said, it means... The Savatas, it means kibetz. So we'll leave that out for now. Within the worldview of Rabbi Meir, what do those words mean? Just teach the Gemara for me. The Achalta is a chiv of Savatas or Shtia. Anyone want to tell me? So, Lechora, depending on what you think, going back to our first sugya of this Nuzman, about whether Birch Sabazan deraisa requires kidei sviya, that's going to greatly impact what you think about those words. The Achalta is a chiv of Savatas or Shtia. If you take the view of Tosis and most of the Rishonim of the Shulchan Aruch, that Birchas Hamazon D'Oraisa is only going to be required if you have Kedei Sviya, and when the Gemara talks about Bechalta Zu Achila B'Kezayas V'Savata Zu Shtia, the Gemara is only talking Asmachtas, the Gemara is only talking on the level of the Rabbanans, but mid D'Oraisa, we know exactly what Savata means. Ataka doesn't mean Shtia, it means Derech Sviya, it means Kedei Sviya. So then we look at the Gemara and Daf Memtes with a little bit of a chuckle, you know, a little bit of less seriousness, lay back a little bit. V'yachalta z'achila, v'savata z'ashtiya, you have to make a bracha charona when you drink. Who said? The Rabbanan. The whole Gemara is the Rabbanan. Midaraisa, the real Torah definition of v'savata means k'dei sviya. So when Chazal made that statement, that cryptic statement, v'savata z'ashtiya, we don't have to get so carried away, we don't have to think it means anything midaraisa. It just means midarabbanan. There was Seibach and Asmach that not only do you have to make bracha charonis on food with the Rabbanon, you have to make bracha charonis on drinks with the Rabbanon as well. What bracha charonis? We have a bracha charonis. Wine, milk, orange juice, coke, water. You'll work out the details at the end of the sixth bracha of Asechas brachas. But the whole sugya, lock, stock, and barrel, hakadikal kol, is only on the level of the Rabbanon. But can we look at that Gemara in brachas taf memtes to a more serious set of eyes? Can we view the Gemara as referring literally to the Savatas Ushti at the level of the Raisa? So, according to which Rishon can we do that? According to the view of the Ramban. According to the view of the Ramban, who says, V'chalta zu achila b'kezayis means it literally means at the level of the Raisa, then the parallel statement of the Gemara, Savatas Ushti, also speaks on the level of the Raisa. So what do those words mean? V'savatas Ushti at the level of the Raisa. What didn't the Raisa? Is the Torah conjuring up with that phrase v'sabata zushtia? So this was a major machlekes rishonim. Again, according to Tosfos the Shias, according to Tosfos 12:10 Thursday, guys go home already for the long weekend. So the game's over according to Tosfos. But according to the Ramban, I didn't say Shias always said the game's over according to Tosfos. According to the Ramban, that v'achalta means kezayis b'deraisa, v'sabata parallel means b'deraisa shtia. What do those words shtia mean? So you may remember back to the early shiurim we mentioned, there was a major machlekes rishonim, what does the Savata Zushtia mean on the level of Deraisa? So there was some rishonim who read into this Gemara that the Gemara is talking about a very specific kind of shtia. Not every milkshake that you have is called the Savata Zishtia. The Savata Zishtia is referring to the type of shtia that would require a bracha charona midaraisa. What kind of shtia would require a bracha charona midaraisa? Only one kind. Because, after all, the only things that are chayv bracha charona midaraisa are the things that are mentioned in the Chumash. One of the things that are mentioned in the Chumash is bread. Okay, but next time you drink your bread, okay, that's not happening. So, what's next?
Wine.
It must be referring to Geffen, to wine. So the Sabbat Zushti is telling me that you have to make a bracha charona midaraisa on wine. That's what it means. So there are some Rishonim who say that. That's what the Sabbat Zushti means. So the Chor is a pella. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that I have to make a bracha charona on wine midaraisa? If you really believe that Shivas Aminim, the bracha achron is deraisa. That's what these Rishonim are assuming, that the Torah says v'chalat v'sabat. It's going back to all the things mentioned in the previous couple of psukim, including all the Shivas Aminim, the Tu B'Shvat Sugya. It refers to all the Shivas Aminim. So if Geffen is one of the Shivas Aminim, so don't I already know that I have to make a bracha achron on wine? No, I'm talking about Manav Shach. If you believe that Pirchas Abaz and deraisa is only going on bread, so then obviously, the Sabbat Zushti is not wine. Obviously, you don't make a bracha achron deraisa on dates and pomegranates and olives. Obviously, the whole thing is derabanan. If you take that approach, obviously, the Sabbat Zushti can't be referring to wine. But if you take the approach that the Sabbat Zushti refers to wine, that's because you believe that Shivas Aminim bracha achron is deraisa. If you really believe it's deraisa, so isn't it already covered by Eretz Chidus of Geffen? Isn't it already Geffen? Isn't the wine already Geffen? So why do I need a special pasuk to be married with the Sabbat Zushti? So we spoke about this kasha way back. I don't remember, like, I think the early days this year. Who remembers what we said? Oh, so some Rishayim say, it was a Ritva, I forgot already. Some Rishayim, the Ritva says that I would have argued that, no, maybe you don't make a bracha achrona on wine. You know why? Wine is worse than grapes. Why is wine worse than grapes? Because grapes haven't undergone any shira yet. They haven't changed. Whereas wine's a different thing. It's a different chatz, a different entity. So I would have thought that the pshat in the Pasuk Chumash, Eretz Chitos, was promising Klal Yisrael, they're going to enter into Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a land of bounty of all the seven minim, the Shiva, seven species. What are they? There's wheat, there's barley, grapes. I say, was there anything about wine? Talking about grapes, and I'm talking about wine. So I could have had a wild havamina to think that maybe there's no bracha achron on wine. Grapes, yeah, but wine nisht. Kamash v'lon v'savat zushtia. That even though it's nishtane, avo b'chein, there's going to be a bracha achrona deraisa on it. That's what the Ritva said earlier on. Who remembers the mosh that we gave for that? Who remembers that idea that the Ritva said that on a level of deraisa, one could have made a case that you don't make a bracha achrona on wine, even though you do make on grapes? And remember the mosh we gave? Where do we find that something changes all of a sudden? It's a different cheftza. Who remembers? Oh, we gave two examples. We said about gazela. We said there's a halacha that if I steal wood and I turn it into a table, I don't have to return the table. I just have to pay cash. I think Moshe Shinikainik, it's a different chefs. Who remembers the other wild case? Esten Zayna. The guy gives grapes to a Zayna and then the Zayna turns it into wine. So we pass that wine is kosher l'gabiyam mizbeach. Why is that? It's a different chefs. So says the Ritva, I would have thought it's a different chefs. Kamash balon, da'afa b'chein, even though it's a different chefs. Kamash balon, mizavat zushtir. So again, so we're working within this phrase, Hazvat Zushtiya. We're only taking this Gemara seriously according to the Ramban. According to Tosfos, this Gemara is a joke. Hazvat Zushtiya, not a bit of a joke, but it's not a real drasha, it's not a deraisa. But according to the Ramban, that it's a real drasha deraisa, Hazvat Zushtiya. So why do you need Hazvat Zushtiya to tell me even though it's a shinin? But that's a big stretch. At that pshat, the Rishonim will say it, Ritva says it, but it's a big stretch. It's assuming a lot of things. It's assuming Shiva Sabinim Deraisa. It's assuming that a Shina really works it. It's a big stretch. So there's another pshat in this Gemara Mitzvah Zushti. What was the other pshat? Who saw it? It was on the Mar Mekoymus?
The Sefer Reim.
The Mordechai quotes to say, who's the Sefer Reim? Rabbi Elazar Mimitz was a Talmud Mufak of Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbi Elazar Mimitz has the following theory about what Mitzvah Zushti means on the level of Deraisa. So it's Kosma Sefer Reim, fourth in Rama Kremis. Achrei de Kaimalan Kerevi Meir, Diabe Kazai's Derais, like the Pasuk Rava. Since we all know that we pass in like Rabbi Meir, And we all know that Kedais is Deraisa. All of us, not Balei Tosfos, we all know this. The Pasuk Rav Hilchasa, Imkein Kaimu L'Mesavata Zishtia. That means B'Deraisa. Imkein L'Mechaya B'Deraisa, Ela Imkein Shosa. Let's see if you're saying. It is not talking about drinking wine. It's talking about a guy who's eating a meal. He had his bagel, he had a slice of pizza, he had his kezayis deraisa, and now he has to supplement that with drinking. And if he doesn't also drink, then guess what? It's not chayv deraisa, b'chayv deraisa. And dayamaisa. So let's say for him, a wild pshat. So let's say for him, I don't even want it a bad way. So a chudish tikavort. The Sabbath of Ishti is not referring to Shiva Sabidim, that's not there. It's referring to bread, but you have to supplement the bread with orange juice, with Coke, with a cup of water. Otherwise, you're not Chayav Deraisa. But then the Sefer Reim puts the brakes on it. LMK Shosa, Imutzarach Lishtais. The Stoma, the Sefer Reim is now saying a Svar. He's saying this new Din Deraisa, he was just Bechadish. Nobody ever heard this before the Sefer Reim. This new Pshat. On the level of deraisa, that you have to drink in order to be chayev, so you can understand that in one of two ways. Either you can understand that you must undergo both of those processes in order to be chayev deraisa. If you achalta ze achila, b'savata ze shtia, then and only then v'rachta shemakecha. If you don't drink, you're not chayev. I think the guy's not thirsty. Shove it down anyway, man. If you want to bench deraisa, you got to drink. Is that the pshat? So they say, if you're in veers away from it, he says, that's ridiculous. That, come on, I'm not going to say that. Mistomu, what the Kavanah Satera is, the Savata Zashtia means that if you're still thirsty, das felt in Yechir Bechzemozim. Means you can't claim, what does the Savata mean? What does the model of the Savata mean? The Savata, you have the model like this. The guy finished. He takes his, you know, takes his napkin off, he unbelts his belt a little bit, puts his feet out. Ah, it's geschmack. What a meal, right? This is just a heaven on earth. This is it. This is gewaldig. That's what the model of a savata means. So comes the Reim and says, if the guy just down, an unbelievable, you know, big meal, and he's panting, he's thirsty. At that, you can't say saveya. He's thirsty. Being thirsty is a stira to your sviya, says the Savior Reim. So b'chiyai gavli yinat chai b'deraisa. So says Sefer Reim, lo yitochin the Torah would have given such an absurd halacha that the guy who's not thirsty has got a drink. Says the Sefer Reim, inatzach l'amr teir shiyishti ashlo l'teyavon. That would be absurd. So mistom of the Kavanah Sater is that if you taka thirsty and you didn't drink, yinat chai b'deraisa. Wow, what a pshat on the Sabbath is a shtir. And now the Sefer Reim goes one step further. Hilkach, therefore, mi shalcha v'lo shasa. I ate, but I'm still thirsty. And now I want to be made to you, and you ate, and you drank, and you're not thirsty. I can't be made to you. You know why? Someone who's only chayim in the Rabbanon can't be made to somebody who's chayim in the Raisa. I can't be a Yerayim. This is one of the collector items in Maseches Brachos. It is so mechudish on so many different levels. Not only did the Sefer Reim have a Das Yochid understanding what Vesavata Zashtia means, he then applies it in a Das Yochidic manner. And he says, because what I said is right, I who am thirsty can't be made to you. Why? Because So where did what playbook is the Sefer Reim getting this out of? What Gemara does he have in his back pocket? He's like, it was like paraphrasing the Noshim story. To say, I told you all the pieces of the puzzle come together. Eventually, at the end of the year, you'll see that actually a lot of pieces of all the puzzles come together. So comes the Sefer Reim and says, I'm telling you now, in this sugya, what the Gemara told you back in Brachas, the Chafa Beis, two sugyas earlier. Why does the Sefer Reim cause us such astonishment? Because we already saw that the Rishonim had a lot of trouble with that Gemara, the Chafa Beis. Huge problems that command the Chafa Beis. No? What caused the Rishonim to have trouble on Chafa Beis? No? Which Gemara? The Shimon Shetach story was the problem, right? Because in the Shimon Shetach story, what happened? L'chora, the Derabanan, was being motzed the Deraisa. So we saw the Rishonim, every Rishon under the sun had what to answer to that Kasha. So what was the most famous, the ants that ultimately made its way into Shulchan Aruch, the most simplest pshat? Who is the easiest pshat in the answer to that question? How can it be that a derabbanan can be mitzvah derais nef chaf, yet enough memtes he can? What was the easiest pshat? We had four pshatim, what was the easiest pshat? Taisus pshat. What did Taisus say? Come on, Chazar, no, this is Chazar for last week. Taisus says that mid derais, you're mechuy b'dav ralti yata mitzvah, because Taisus held that birchas hamazon is closer to birchas hamitzvah than it is to birchas hanenin, because once you ate, you're mechuy to bench, so now every Jew is responsible to make sure that I bench. I'm mechuyv to walk around every day. I got to stand by the Brooklyn Bridge and ask people, did you eat? Are you chayef to bench? Would you like me to bench for you? That's what I'm supposed to do. Because I have to be made to you, dechavasai. That's like putting on tefillin. I don't have to ask everybody, did you eat an apple? No, no, are you interested in eating an apple? I have to stay by the airport and hand out apples to people. Tu b'shvat maybe, not a regular day. You have to hand out apples to everybody. That's a bechazai rishos. That's the nishken and rishol or anything like that. A bechazai mazon, you're mechuyev to do. So according to Tosfos, could this say if you aim fly? Not by a long shot. See, if your aim saying is that if I just haven't yet drank and I'm still thirsty, I can't be made to you because I'm a derabbanan, you're a deraisa. According to Tosfos, who cares that I'm a derabbanan and you're a deraisa? I'm a what? I'm a mechuy b'dava. Why? Because no. So why do I have to eat a kezias? No, what did Taisa say? What do I have to eat a kezias for? I can't say shalom shalom. I just ate an 18 course meal. I just forgot to have a cup of water at the end. I can't say shalom shalom. It was ridiculous. So according to Taisa, this Sefer Yerayim is mamish, absolutely not correct. Not even a shayla. Okay, Sefer Yerayim, one of the Baal Taisa, not mechuyev to the other Taisa. Okay, so 0 for 1. Give me other pshatim and rishonim in the Rashi. What did Rashi say? You know, Rashi. Whoever is chayiv derabbanan and going to become chayiv deraisa, in some shape or form, he's called the mechuyev b'davar. Understand? I ate and didn't drink. Am I chayiv derabbanan? Of course. Can I become chayiv deraisa?
Yeah.
You better believe it. It's a lot easier for me to become chayiv deraisa than the guy who's been blind for 40 years. He's never made a tuvia, says he's going to get his eyesight that Friday night in Vienna, right? Highly unlikely. And even that's called Aslan de Deraisa. So, Chora, the Sefer Yerayim is 0 for 2 now. Because he's not learning Taisus Pshat, and he's not learning Rashi's Pshat. Right? So what Pshat are available? The Bahak potentially is available for him. What did the Bahak say? Shimon Cherech didn't need Kedei Sviya, right? But if he would have been Kedei Sviya, Yana didn't need Kedei Sviya, if he would have been Kedei Sviya, it wouldn't have been possible. So that's not bad, but it's clear as day that that's not what the Sefer Ram held. Who did the Sefer Ram hold like?
Ramban.
He held like the Ramban. What did the Ramban say? The Ramban was so bothered with the Kashim. It says in the Chofa, the Ramban came in Motzi Deraisa, how could a Kazayas be Motzi, a Kedei Sviya? What did the Ramban say? Because Kazayas is Deraisa. How does the Sefer Yerayim hold? Kazayis deraisa. How do I know that? Of course the Sefer Yerayim holds like the Ramban. Because which Gemara is he taking literally? Which Gemara is he taking seriously? The Achal to the Savata. He's starting out. Well, how did the Sefer Yerayim start? He said, the Kaimel and Kurimeh, the Yom HaWad, Kazayis what? That's Ramban speaking. I mean, the Sefer Yerayim lived before the Ramban. But that's the Ramban's Lashon. That's something that's in Ramban's camp. So because the Sefer Yerayim lived in the Ramban's world, and he was of the opinion that Kazayis is deraisa, and therefore he wasn't bothered with the Shimon Shetach story. And he learned the Gemara in Brachas Kipshutai, that a Rabbanan can be mighty deraisa. And he wasn't bothered with Taisus and Rashi and all the Rishonim, Rabbi Netuvi, all the Rishonim were turned the world upside down to Fe'em for the Kasha. The Sefer Yerayim laughed at those Rishonim. He says, let's get Kasha in the first place. It's been a Ramban man, Kazayis is deraisa. That one half-baked line in the Chof that said, because I threw a button, was a fleeing Havamina. It was Malachi Asharis, the Elmas Al Yainim, and who cares about them? Anyone remembers, by the way, what else the Sefer Yerayim said about Tekamar, about the Malachi Asharis? Just to put things in the proper perspective. What does Diktiko Latzman mean? That means we understood the Drasha. Means we're a Dairish Midderaisa, Kazayas. The Sefer Yerayim said even the Malachim weren't wrong. Most Rishonim learned that, the Ramban learns the Malachim are wrong. We don't care about the Malachim. The Sefer Yerayim said the Malachim are right. We just misunderstood what they said. We misunderstood what the Rebbeinu Shlomo's response was. Diktikol Latzma Kazayis means that they were medaktik b'deraisa. They were derish. Diktikol means they were derish deraisa. So the Sefer Yerayim is so in sync with the Ramban. He's Ramban through and through. You can't separate the Ramban from the Sefer Yerayim b'chalal. But now that Sefer Yerayim is so convinced that the Rabban is giving mitzvah deraisa, and he's so convinced that he gave his razzle dazzle shukol teira that the savata zeshtia means you have to drink, and if not, you're not chayim deraisa, then he's free to say that if I didn't drink and you did drink, I can't be made to you. Who here read the Sefer Yerayim inside? Who here read this Mordechai? Who here realized right away what the Sefer Yerayim was talking about? Who here put this whole picture together? Sefer Yerayim is a Ramban person, and he's not bottom of the Gemara, and Lashitas and Tiktukol Atzmam. It's just to read the words. I was just to read the words inside. No, who here realized that right away? Everybody, no? We're not doing anything in Shia. We're just reading Rishayim together, just understanding where the Rishayim are coming from. Okay? So we understand the Sefer Yerayim now. We're good to go. It's a Das Yochid. Do we pass like the Sefer Yerayim? How in the world could we pass like the Sefer Yerayim? We don't even pass like the Ramban's Kazai is their rice. We pass the Shulchan Aruch against the Ramban. The Sefer Yerayim is a non-starter. L'halocha. And yet, anyone know what happens with the Sefer Yerayim? The Ramban quotes the Sefer Yerayim in the following context. The Ramban says that if you have three guys bench or about their bench, two of them drank and one of them is plotting from thirst. So the Ramban says it's not right for him to lead the benching. He shouldn't lead the benching. I ain't Sefer Yerayim. Now between you and me, this is a throwback to the old days. In the olden days, when somebody led the benching, what did he do? He said though, but he was mitzi everybody. Yeah, everyone else was quiet. He said the bench, he was mitzi everybody shemekoyde. Most people don't do that anymore today. When we bench b'mezumin, we have one guy leads the bench, everybody benches themselves. Why do we do it? Why do we change from the days of Chazal? Because people can't keep their focus for more than 10 seconds. Back in Europe, with so many distractions in Eastern Europe, it was so hard in Krakow back in the 1500s, people couldn't pay attention anymore. So the Minigis role became that let everybody bench themselves. We try to avoid being yaitz to things of Shemekar, we don't have to. Sometimes we have no choice. The Kiddush have no choice, because that's me alakais. Not everyone has a kosher yayin. Pasha Zohar, it's got to be from Tach Sefer Torah, so Chris Abigail's got to say, it's got to be from a klaf. So sometimes we have no choice to fulfill mitzvahs like the Shemekar, but those mitzvahs that we don't have to, we don't. That's why we don't say halal Shemekar anymore. Everyone says their own halal. We try to avoid Shemekar when we can, because people are just very, very low attention spans. That was in Krakow in the 1500s. But there are some people who are diehards. They don't want to change the tradition. And therefore, if Chazal said you should be Yaitz Shmekarda, you should have one guy bench, and everyone ever hear people do that way? There are some people who still, who do you?
A guy in the city.
There's a guy. It's a guy, some guys here and there. Temanim still do that, right? The good old days, right? I tell you when, a couple of years ago, Pasha Zohar, so there was a simcha in our community, from a family where they have some Temanim in the family. So they came for Shabbos, Pasha Zohar. So they asked me after davening, would I mind if they take out the Sefer Torah and they would lay in Temani Pasha Zohar? I said, my pleasure. Make me feel like I'm back in Eretz Yisrael bank here. My pleasure. So I took out the Sefer Torah. So the guy gets up and he lays. Zohar, any Temanim here? No. Can you do it? Something like that. And then a guy standing next to him did something I've never seen in my life. I don't know what he did. He read what he said, the Targum. He said the Unklus. And then next guy, the guy goes, and the other guy read the Targum. And he read the Targum. Well, they actually do it like we're supposed to do. That's what everyone's supposed to be doing. That's what the Mishnah says. That's what Chazal did. Of course they read the Targum. You ever think why Chazal said to reach Taimich Mech a Targum? Because that's what they did in Shul. Of course the Mitargim did it. So why did we stop doing it? Because nobody understood Aramaic. The whole point was for the people who didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, but they spoke Aramaic. So we'll read the Aramaic. At least they'll understand what's going on. So the lady years, the Rishonim, right? No one in France understood. No one in Germany. No one knew Aramaic anymore. So they threw out the Targum. You guys have the Targum, do you? The other Temanim sold the Targum. So I was so excited. We had the real lady. Come on, that was a real Pashtach. Maybe that was the only time it was Yotzim and the rice. That was the real thing. Okay.
how's the Sefer Torah?
It was Ksav Beit Yosef, which is Ashkenazi. One of the strangest things that the Sfarim don't use Ksav Beit Yosef. You know, I have no idea why. I don't understand that one. But the Ashkenazim use the Beit Yosef Ksav, and the Sfarim use a different Ksav. It's not such a big difference. It's just a little line at the bottom of the shin here. The little nuances of changes, not so big. Okay. Anyway, back to that story. So this Sefer Yerem is really a collector's item. Most people today don't follow this Ramah. I never heard of anybody who sits down to Mezumah and asks, okay, usually we ask, is there a kohen here? We very rarely, are you thirsty? Would you like to intervention? I was once, years ago, there was a Talmud in the Shia from California. And he was from California, he married a girl from California. So, and they invited me to the, I think it was Ms. Talmud, that's why I went. So he invited me to come to California to his chasana. So I went for the day. So I went with Rabbi Berg. Anyone knows Rabbi Berg? Steve Berg? No. Who was Ellie Berg? Anyone knows Rabbi Berg?
Yeah.
Very nice, Steve Berg. So he was also, he knew the family also from California. So two of us flew out to LA for the day. So it was a very memorable trip because the person who rented, somebody arranged a rental car for Rabbi Berg. But they wanted to play a shtick on him, so they rented a pickup truck. They rented to go pick up the car. It was a pickup truck. So we were riding around LA the whole day in a very flashy red pickup truck, the two of us. So before the wedding, so someone in LA who wanted to meet with us, so an old friend of him, whatever it was, he wanted to meet with us. So he asked us, can he take us out for lunch? I'm going to a wedding. So he said, no, take us out to a steak. Take us out to like a $500 steakhouse. You know, the three of us were eating steak before the wedding. Fine. So when we came to benching, so they asked, Rav, I should bench. I said, Baruch, and I started to bench. I'm saying, Baruch, and I see that the other fellow, the third guy, is sitting like this and is looking at me. And he wasn't benching. And they realized, oh my goodness, he probably is following that practice of being Yaitse benching from the Mabarach. I didn't have a mind to be. I mean, I had a mind to bench a Zuman. I had a mind to be Maitse. I wasn't thinking in those terms. So it's a very uncomfortable situation. So after they asked him, why did he do that? He said, yeah, it's his Rebbe. His Rebbe told him that he should be Yaitse bench. His Rebbe told him to do what it says in the Mishnah. That's basically what he told him. So I don't want to tell him. He should have told me beforehand that I would have had a mind to be Maitse. Strange. Anyway, it was Kadei Sevier. I can definitely tell it was definitely Kadei Sevier. No shame. Okay, anyway, back to our story. So we have a little bit of a background about Bracha Chrona on Mashkim, but between you and me, we most probably don't hold this Deraisa. Because we hold that Kadei Sviya is Deraisa in the sense that you need Mamish Kadei Sviya, we probably don't take that Drasha all that literally of the Sabbata Zishti, and therefore Bracha Chrona on Mashkim for us is most probably, 99% the chance, is going to be a Derabanan. Okay, so Derabanan. We learn Sugyas Derabanan also. Nothing wrong with learning Sukkot's Derabanan. The Rav once said that when you learn a Sukkot's Derabanan, so that's Talmud Torah b'Deraisa. Means, of course, a mitzvah Derabanan is part of a chelik of Torah. Whatever the mechayvim are on to keep dirim Derabanan, nobody would say such a wild thing that when you learn Ketz Mavarchet, it's only Talmud Torah b'Derabanan. So that's ridiculous. The Rav said, "Vada Talmud Torah b'Deraisa." Lo shemarad davzem yelum. It's not Talmud Torah b'Deraisa. That's crazy. What's the Talmud Torah b'Deraisa? So we're going to take Dirim Derabanan seriously also. So nu. So what's the shear? How much you have to drink? How much? Give me a number. You don't want to take a shot at it? Give me a number. Maybe. So Tosfos starts with that. That's what Tosfos' first suggestion. The third line of Tosfos, but even Shimla Lugma, you require Shimla. Where did Tosfos get it from? Nowhere, Mamish nowhere. The whole parak talks about brachas. Vi state anywhere about Mamish Lugma. What sugi did Tosfos have their eyes on? Obviously Yom Kippur. They had their eyes on a Mishnah, a Maseches Yuma, that says that the shear for drinking on Yom Kippur. I didn't say also drinking, because remember, we passed the Chatzis by Torah, but the Shia to be Chayef Koreis for drinking on Yom Kippur is a Shia Malo, how is it Malo Lugmov? It's a very, very funny Shia. It is the size of a cheekful. Whose cheekful?
Camel.
Your cheek. What?
Camel.
A camel's cheekful? Camels are really big. I know you think Gemiya. I know you came from it. It's okay. You didn't come from the Arabian desert. I got it. So Malay Lugma means your cheeks full, wherever you are. It's a very, very funny shiur. Right? Shiurim are usually objective. It's a subjective shiur. So comes the Mishnah Yud and says the shiur of being chayv chorus is Malay Lugma. That's the start of the shiur bracha achrona. Where did Texas dream that from? Where did they dream up that mal of Yom Kippur from? They don't even bother telling you where they got it from, but it's obvious. Where did they dream it up from? Chaloyim Laila. So either you could say that, well, there is a principle that governs all of Hilchas Brachas called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kederais. I think we've seen this multiple times. I think once or twice this year we learned some sugyas about Chala Deraisa to understand when you make a mitzi. We learned a little bit about Orla Deraisa to know when you make a bar praise. Have we spoken about those topics once or twice this year? So too, they're looking, they're searching for some Deraisa they can end up drinking. Because here Chazal made it a corner that you have to make a bracha achrona on drinks. It's not a Deraisa, you have to make a bracha achrona on drinks. So, kol tikkun rabbanan kederais, you have to look at some area of halacha. So, they're looking, where does the Torah speak about drinking? So, the Baal HaTorah came up with an idea. The idea is, Yom Kippur. So, b'stama, that's the shiur. Is there any real connection between Yom Kippur and bracha achrona? No. It's not like an ironclad connection. It's just that we have to pin it on something. That's the only thing we can pin it on. Is that the pshat in Tosfos? Probably not, because if you're just looking for an arbitrary shiur deraisa of drinks, there are other areas of halacha that drinks play a role. Everyone aware? There are other areas in dinim that depend on drinking. One of those? Kiddush. It's probably not a deraisa to drink the wine. Wow, drinking the base sota, that would be a phenomenal kol tikkun rabbanan kederaisa. Every time you have a cup of orange juice, you have in mind that isha sota. Well, that's an amazing, fascinating. Nazir, okay, now we're getting warmer. Nazir can't drink wine. You're not allowed to drink wine when you go into the Beis HaMikdash before you do Avodah, then there's Shasa Yayin. So the only dinim of Shti and Halacha, so why did Texas pick on Yom Kippur? So it's probably not arbitrary. There's probably some kind of a connection. What do you think the connection is? Why is the Shia Malugma of Yom Kippur? Because all the Shurim and Yom Kippur revolve around a bitul ha'inui. Notice, what does the Torah not say in Yom Kippur? It never says not to eat in Yom Kippur. It never says not to drink in Yom Kippur. It says, Kicho nev shelo se'une. Who remembers the famous Shekes Aryeh from time, last semester? Who made a big fuss out of the fact that Torah doesn't say Achilles? Shekes Aryeh, what did he say? In Kol HaTorah Kulu, if you eat shelo kederech achil, didn't we talk about this? Come on. If you eat shelo kederech achil, you're not chayev. Says the Shekes Aryeh, in Yom Kippur you are. You know why? The Torah doesn't say Achilles. And the Ram disagreed, and we spoke a lot about this. The medicines, right? The bad tasting medicine, gavas, cheftzes. So everything around Yom Kippur revolves around the bitul ha'inui. If the Torah, if the Halacha Rosh Sinai says that the shiur on Yom Kippur is my lugmav, what the Torah is basically telling us is that's called enjoyment. That's a geshmak. Drinking less than a my lugmav is a garnished. Yeah, I think I'm going to drink less than a my lugmav right now. It didn't help. It didn't do anything. I don't feel any better. It didn't quench my thirst. It didn't make me feel any better. It's not enjoyable. Nothing to it. So I have to drink at least Chacham Lugmav. So just as in Uchaz Yom Kippur, that's the Kaveh on the love of their eyes. Huh? In Uchaz Brachas, when Chazal was in Brachas, it makes sense they would have their eye on Yom Kippur, because that's like a deraistic example of being Miyashvei Daita Shalom. That's the deraistic example. And I'll tell you a secret, it fits nicely into the word v'savata zushtiya, even a love of derabon on the aspachtam. But the idea is that you have to really enjoy getting a geshmak out of the drinking. That's what the mechayev is, getting a geshmak out of it.
I thought we said earlier that the Tosfos doesn't hold into this idea of savata being shtiya, that it's only a...
Well, again, it's not an ironclad equation, because it's not a deraistic equation, but Chazal did use those words, v'savata zushtiya, at least derech asmachta. So when the Chazal was sitting around, there was some Beis Din HaGadol that instituted the bracha achrona on drinks. Which Beis Din HaGadol, I have no idea. Sometime between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and the days of the Tanakh, probably the days of Ezra, when just about all of Hilchos Brachos was made. So probably the days of Ezra, they sat down, they said, you know what, we're going to institute the text of Brachos Rishaynis, we're going to make the text of the Shema Nesrei, Bichos Kriyashma, Bichos Shachar. So we're going to be Kaveya Brachos. Let's institute this idea of making a bracha achrona on drinks also. what shear should we use? Ooh, there's a bit of Yom Kippur. Makes sense. That's not, it makes sense. The idea, it's plausible. That's what Tosfos is talking about. Okay, I got it. So now Tosfos says, therefore, for the following. Once I just told you this fact, Al-Kain Yeshli Zohir. Tosfos says, you better be careful. Be very, very careful. Lishtos B'Kaisha Bracha Moi Lugbuk Deishivarach Lachar Men Gimel Brachas. When you drink a kosher bracha, make sure to have a lugmuk so you can make a bracha right afterwards. What planet did Tosfos come from? Who? Where are they coming from? What are they talking about? Who read this Tosfos? So I want to tell what Tosfos is talking about. Put it into religion in the year Tavshin Pei Dalet. What ritual are they talking about? Someone who's drinking a kosher bracha. Give me an example. Kiddush. Okay, good. So let's talk about me. Tomorrow night, it's from Friday night. I'm going to say I'm a Kiddush. So says, you better be very, very careful. Lishas because of bracha. My lugma, because if you don't, kebal kishrigi, and you won't be able to make a bracha achareinu. What's this? As it. I'll tell you a much, much better reason why you have to drink my lugma from a kosher Kiddush. You know why? Because if you don't, you're not yotze. The Gemara says in Psochem, when you make Kiddush, you have to drink Moi Lugma from the kosher Yarn, or she's not Yotze. So what is Tosfos telling you from left field? That you better make sure to drink Moi Lugma, because if you don't, then you're not going to be able to make a bracha Chorona. First of all, I don't know why I'm making bracha Chorona anyway. And the reason why you have to drink Moi Lugma is much more obvious, is because you're not Yotze. So obviously, what is Tosfos talking about? When the Gemara says that you have to drink my lugma in order to be yaitzei, who has to drink my lugma? Everybody? I'm making Kiddush in camp for 500 people. Everyone's got to drink my lugma? So who's the favorite shot to drink? What's the day of the mem? For sure not. Who has to drink my lugma? Anybody has to drink my lugma. Somebody has to drink my lugma. Some Rishonim say the Mekadosh himself has to drink my lugma. Even that's a big bichiddush. But for sure, if the guy makes Kiddush drinks by lugma, nobody has to drink. Why do we start handing around wine and grape juice to everybody at the table? It's cute, it's nice. Why? Is it inyan lechatchila to drink from kosher bracha? Right? It's a nice thing. It's a kavodik thing. You know, I just made a bracha on this kosher, so it shows everyone takes the kosher seriously. Everyone's getting, it's a skula. It's a real skula. It's not the fake skula. They're generally, there are three kinds of schoolers in halacha, okay? There's some schoolers that Chazal actually said, which are real. You know what they are? I'll give you some good examples of schoolers that are real. Learning Torah, davening, giving tzedakah, kibbutz avim, those are the schoolers that really work, right? The ones that the Torah says work. Okay, then you have other schoolers that are just nonsense. It means they don't work, but, you know, hey, got nothing to lose. So you got a lot of those kinds of funny things. And then you have some. Then you have the real tough, like, you know, like everyone runs around after the chuppah to dream from the coast because they could be the next one to get married. Yeah. Okay. You know the school is about a lot of schoolers. It's nice. You know, Havdalah wine, you put here, you put there. You know, they have other schools that are Mamshav and Azora. It means the schools for other religions. Somebody decided that a wrecked string is somehow whatever they are. I'm not saying yeah, no, but there's some schools got to be very, very weary with. Yeah.
Like the red string at the kotel.
That was my example that I don't want to talk about, but
the monk brought down into Sefta, I think that it's
Yeah, yeah.
But they still do it today. It's like a Jewish Kutasakum night. Like, don't do it. It's only us that do the Kutasakum.
Oh, now it becomes Mutta. Okay, Mutta now. Once the Graham stopped doing it, it becomes Mutta.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. No, I'm just joking. Yeah. I gave one of the Super Bowl shares that I gave. By the way, everyone's invited. And when's the Super Bowl? What is it? February 11th? Nobody knows. I guess I think it's February 11th. Am I right? February 11th?
No.
Check it out.
February 11th.
It's one of the things on my calendar because I give the famous share. I get more guys in that share than I get my Shavuos night share. That's like the biggest share in our Torah. We roll them in. Everyone comes in for the shia. We have wings. We have a regular party. But mamish just cool. Okay, it's just mamish shia. So I try to give some shia and yana diyama of this. I've been stretching it over the years to try to get in what's called the yana diyama. So one year I gave a shia about that din about the chukas akum, because the Torah's Kodim says, "An chukasem l'selecho." So the Torah's Kodim says, "Kagon haholech lekakasios l'tatatrios." So go to theaters, and to circuses, and sporting events. So the Torah's Kodim says that's called chukas akum. So I spoke about what that does mean or doesn't mean. It does not have a desire. The yev a desire. Machlek se rishonim. I said, "Oh, the summer rishonim, it's okay." Machlek se rishonim. Whether you're allowed to go to Super Bowl now. So we're making chasid chak. Doesn't want to go to the makeup. Okay. Anyway, I don't know yet what this yeshiva is going to be, but everyone's the tamid, I'm always invited to the yeshiva. Bring your own wings, yeah.
According to Tosos, doesn't he say that the shears exist?
That's another Tosos. I'm still the Tosos in Brachas. You're reading me different Tosos. Brachas. So again, what are we talking about? I forgot what we're talking about. Oh, schools, yeah. So it's a nice thing. It's a kosher bracha. I'm all for everyone drinking the wine. I like that idea. We do it in my house also. Also give out the grape juice to drink. But you don't really have to. So, how does it say to Tosos? If Tosos talk about the guy who's making Kiddush, gotta drink, so why is the Hafnei Chani Katani, you gotta drink because of, in order to make a bracha chrona, he said you have to drink because otherwise you're not Yetzik. Ella Tosos talking about the other people, so why do they have to make a bracha chrona? Let them not be made, let them just take a sip and not make a bracha chrona. What's the big mila to make the bracha chrona? And stop, Tosos talking about Kiddush? We don't make a bracha run after Kiddush. We assume that the Berachas Abazon covers the bracha run anyway. What's Tosos talking about? They're talking about Havdalah. They're talking about a kosher sheva brachas. They're talking about under the chuppah, like Asher Kiddush by Bris Milah. We're not sure what coast they're talking about. But whichever coast they're talking about, why is there this great necessity to get to the point they make a bracha run? This is not Makash, this is a Tzlach Kasha. Then Yehuda wrote a parish on brachas called the Tzlach. He named the tshuva's name really after his father. His name was Yecheskel, his father's name was Yehuda, and his mother's name was Chaya. So he named his sefer and shas the Tzil Nefesh Chaya. So it's a memorial for his mother Chaya. So the Rosh Tevis the Tzlach. So in the sefer Tzlach and brachas on this Tzlach, here's what Tzlach is talking about. If they're talking about the Mekadesh, so then I don't need Tzlach to tell me to drink my little wolf. If they're talking about other people, so then mach pati whether the other people drink or not. See, mamish life to here is not what in the world Tzlach is talking about. Who here read this Tosis? Who has said, yeah, no problem, we got Tosis down to Pat, right? Everyone thought, yeah, Tosis is great, right? Everything's hunky dory. So why is it so important that everybody drink? Everyone has become chayev in a bracha. What is the point of Tosis? Nobody understands what Tosis is talking about. I'm glad everyone in Shir understood it, but the Rebbe didn't understand it. There's no idea what Tosis is talking about. But the one thing that was clear from Dais was that the shear is my lugma. That is the shear. And again, the only place they got from, they must have got it from the Sugya of Yom Kippur, as we explained a little bit. So we have a lot of work to do in the Sugya, like I said. We have not even begun to scratch the surface of the Sugya. But we'll stop in a couple of minutes and we'll say a little chumash, a little divya yisayrus, because how can Tu B'Shvat come and we're learning Kates of Avarachim and not say something about Tu B'Shvat? It's like, you can't do that. So it's not fair. So we'll talk a little bit about Tu B'Shvat. Okay.